All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. We'll get to Jesse Jackson here real quickly, but this is a real special treat. He's never called us before.
No. I don't think he's ever called the station or anyone who works here at the station.
I didn't know he was still alive.
Oh, Tim. He can hear it on hold.
Oh, he can?
Oh, he can't? Oh, good. All right.
He cannot.
Good.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the father of news when it comes to CBS.
The dean.
Walter Cronkite. Walter, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. I may be old, but I can still hear you. You know, you may know Tim and Brian that just recently I was named one of the top 10 icons of television as one icon to two icons of radio. I just called to congratulate you.
Oh, Mr. Cronkite, that is extremely humbling.
Don't be so frickin' smart here, Whitman.
Paul, are you drinking?
Well, I got a big snifter going a little bit.
Paul Majors with Channel 2.
So hey, did you say something about a snifter, Mr. Cronkite?
Can't you just see him doing that?
If you want to see what Paul Majors looks like, buzz tonight at 11 o'clock on Channel 2.
I'm Paul Majors.
Buzz. But
you know what?
Congratulations, you guys.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very nice.
That's cool. I mean, they sent out a big memo over here to everybody.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, we were never number one before we started doing KCAL.
Well, that's true, you know, and whenever we are asked, and you guys are always so nice and great, gracious to us to have us there at your facility at CBS 2 and KCAL 9. We always get a great reaction, and I think that we're gaining new listeners because people are seeing us on television who never heard us on the radio, and we thank you guys, Paul.
Well, that's nice of you to say that, but I'll tell you why you guys are gaining listeners, and I'm not being smart, but you guys are doing it funny. You guys do a good job. Anyway, I just wanted to say congratulations.
Well, thank you, Paul.
Because that's one of my favorite features of the week.
Excellent.
All right.
I know you play with
you guys.
All right, you take care of yourself.
Okay.
All right, Paul Majors, everybody. Channel 2 News at 11 o'clock. Check him out tonight. And he'll be on the news, anchoring that newscast.
And you know what? Him doing Walter Cronkite was very funny. But, CBS, Anchorman.
There you go.
I don't want to get with the company ever in any trouble, you know that. But in the event that there should be a change, right? Ms. Couric is, you know, maybe...
you think this is the guy.
Maybe Katie wants to go back to the Today Show at some point. I don't know.
Right.
I do think, I've always thought that that's the guy. Because he has that look, you know?
Like
Brian Williams.
Wouldn't that be nice, I mean, to be that close with a guy who's anchoring the national news?
I would love it. I would be so excited for him.
Go back to, you know, New York. You know what? I guarantee you, he gets that job and it's Conway and Whitman who?
You know what? I hope
not. I guarantee it. He'll be in New York doing the national newscast, and you and I will be there doing, like, I don't know, the Grammys or an auto show or something. And we call him up and go, hey, Paul, you want to have dinner? And he's like, fellas, you guys were L.A.
Right.
I'm New York.
I'm Paul Majors.
Pass.
Right, pass. Or he'll have an assistant who will stand next to him who will say on Paul's behalf, pass.
Yeah.
I was in New
York. Not interested.
Around this time of year, and I was a kid. I was probably 11 years old. And it was this time of year, again, there was a holiday time. I remember maybe it was a little later in the year because the tree was up in Rockefeller Center. And I was doing something in New York City. I forget what I was doing. I was probably auditioning for a voiceover or something, you know, and being rejected. And, of course, developing all of my problems that I have now as an adult. So, I'm sorry, I digress.
Is that possible?
Very possible. But anyway, I forgot where I was. I'm in Rockefeller Center, and who do I see, which, of course, that's where the NBC studios are, walking down the sidewalk past the beautiful Christmas tree, but Tom Brokaw.
Hey.
And this is when he was NBC Nightly News, Tom Brokaw, anchor of the news, the guy.
Right.
Hair perfect. A long black overcoat, eating out of a bag some nuts, and you can smell them all through that area of New York City because you can buy a bag of, you know, nuts or cashews or whatever.
Right.
And I was, you know, news guys and all that, and I was, you know, a little wannabe radio broadcaster guy. So here comes Tom Brokaw, and he was right near me, and I said, as a 12-year-old kid, I said, oh, good evening, Mr. Brokaw. He didn't stop walking. He didn't look at me. He continued to eat the peanuts out of the bag and just, with his eyes looking straight ahead, never moving, said, good evening. kept walking. It was like seeing a ghost. It was like I saw Tom Brokaw's ghost, you know? It was so strange, and I'll never forget.
You didn't
take
the time to stop and say, hey, how are you?
Hi, you know, son, how are you? You know, you're here at the, you're taking a tour of the studio.
You always got to take time for kids.
Yeah. No, but
Bubbo.
Good evening.
Like Jesus Christ, like he was opening the newscast.
Like he was ready to report on President Reagan's colon polyps or something, you know? And that was about the time it was. It was in the 1980s, and I just, I'll never forget it.
All right, folks, don't forget our videotape is up now on the website, conwayandwhitman.com. Is that correct? Conwayandwhitman.com. The videotape last night of Gina Grab trying to identify all of us while blindfolded and only allowed to touch our stomachs.
You know, this is where the greatest moments from this show come from Tim sitting on a commercial break, and he'll look at me and he'll go, hey, dude, next hour, man, what do you say we put a paper bag over Gina's head? And suddenly I'm in. I hear that, and I go, all right. And, you know, she rubs our stomachs, and let's see if she can tell who's who, man.
She got two right, two wrong.
So next thing you know, you could do it right away. She got a bag over her head.
Yeah, and she didn't like it. But she nailed Randy and Jerry, and she missed you and I. She mixed you and I up.
Which I apologize to you for that because, dude, I'm got to be 40 pounds heavier than you. I don't know how with that, with her hand, she mistook your belly for my belly.
I think the exact opposite. I think it's a compliment. She thinks I have the stomach of a 35-year-old.
But I don't have the stomach of a 35-year-old. That's the
problem.
You
have the stomach of a 44-year-old.
I might have the stomach of a 65-year-old.
That's what she thought. She thought you had the tummy of a 44-year-old, yeah. And I've got the...
Right.
So out of the whole thing that happened, you got screwed again.
Yeah, well, it's always again, you know. It's
always.
Always, but that's okay.
It is really bad luck.
It's okay. I've learned to live with it.
All right, gang. It is time for What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? Everybody loves this. All right, gang, it is time for What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? And we'll roll through all the clips you'll hear tonight, and then we'll go back and play them one at a time, and all we ask you is you identify what he's saying, get yourself a prize.
That's it.
Here we go. It's Jesse Jackson time.
In a more meaningful way, should I say, than Dr. Watson, but there's something else going on in town, too. It's a man who has paid his dues, who... closing down jump sites. There were no Harvard grads in that march.
Wow.
When you get killed, that's a couple $1,000 funeral. But when it came time for the sundown clause to send in, it's your receipt, but it's I see a flaw. Almighty said, this is an unusual cut, 10 to 12 at night at the coming hour. In our midst today is from Chicago, St. Paul. The World Network for allowing us today to be on the air around the world. WGYS and cable access and...
Call me at 773. The operator's on the phone right now. We can increase achievement and then advancement.
Not, they believe in it.
Call guest workers to exploit them at home.
It's time for victims. It's time.
Our people did not know the difference between defined contributions.
Angry with your husband, your wife. You're going to stop it. How you going to blow up? What?
Jesus Christ.
What? If your heat is accessible, your child.
In our midst today is from Chicago, St. Paul.
All right, gang. There are the clips. If you get them right, you get yourself a prize.
There's a few in there. Yeah, I think I know a few of them.
Is that right?
But there's a few stingers in there.
Yeah, a little crazier. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Here's your very first clip, everybody.
In a more meaningful way, should I say, than Dr. Watson and...
All right. Robert, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, dude.
In a more meaningful way, should I say, than Dr. Watson and...
In a more meaningful way, should I say, in Dr. Watson?
Oh, I think it's very close.
I think that's it.
Oh,
in a
yeah.
more meaningful way, should I say, than Dr. Watson and...
Yeah, Dr. Watson and. Jerry, hey, congratulations.
Well,
Jerry.
Well,
yeah. Is that right, Jerry?
Well, I actually disagree with that, but I think it's Dr. Washington.
Oh, I see.
Watson's more meaningful way, should I say, than Dr. Watson. And
okay.
It may be, actually.
All right, but it sounds like Dr. Watson. Congratulations, Robert. You're going to get an amazing journey, the story of The Who, the must-have film that chronicles one of rock's greatest and most revolutionary bands of all time.
Absolutely.
You can get the DVD from the program today.
Right.
And Universal Home Entertainment.
I mean, you cannot be a student or even a fan of rock and roll music, of modern rock and roll music, and not be familiar with The Who or want to know more about The Who.
Yeah, you got to have that in your collection, don't you?
You have to. You have to.
All right, congratulations, Robert. Here's the next clip. Good luck, everybody.
But there's something else going on in town, too.
All right, Sean in West Hills, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
But there's something else going on in town, too.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
There's some myths going around town, too.
No!
Oh, sorry, buddy. All right, folks, we'll continue with Jesse Jackson here. But first, this is quite an honor. I believe he's only called us once before, and this is not somebody impersonating him.
This is real.
This is him. Rick Dees, everybody. Rick, how are you, sir?
Hey, Tim. Hey, Brian, how are you?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Well, fantastic. You know, you live 100 yards from me, and there's some people breaking into your home right now. Hey, Brian.
Yes.
You know, I always tell people, you know, Brian Whitman does the best impression of me, but a little bit goes a long way.
Yeah. Hey, Tim, you know, as Jack Silver would say, if they wanted, you know, Rick Dees every night, they'd have just hired Rick Dees every night.
Believe me, my price has gone way down.
Rick is doing a great morning show at 93.9, the all-new Move-In 93.9, and you
Isn't
can hear.
Isn't that nice that you would give the call letters and everything? That's sweet. Thank you.
Well, I love to hear you. I love to listen to you. And they run little promotional announcements. You hear Rick's voice. I was driving home from the radio station last night, and I heard a promotion. I heard my buddy Rick's voice inviting you to tune in tomorrow morning to wake up and feel good. And I said, that's my buddy.
Hey, man. You know, let me just say this, too. First of all, I don't know if your listener...
There's an S there.
No, I'm sorry. Has anybody found out that you are now number one?
Yeah, we actually sort of mentioned that, but a lot of people said that they probably, it's not true to begin with.
No. There's a guy named Barrett, and he has a wonderful, wonderful website, LARadio.com.
Are you a member of LARadio.com?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I sign on every day, and I pay. And you guys paid more than I did to become number one.
Well, we have two memberships between us.
But that is quite an honor. I mean, you're up against all these fantastic radio personalities. Of course, you are. But I listen regularly. And my son, Kevin, you know, Brian, is a massive fan of Tim's and yours.
Well, and by the way, right. Rick's son, Kevin, is also a great impressionist in his own right. Because Rick's wife, Julie Dees, of course, is the best female impressionist or... That sounds weird. Best woman who does impressions.
She's working on a perfect Hillary, too. Maybe I can get her to jump on the phone here in a second.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Would that be okay?
That'd be great. Absolutely.
I'll yell to her in just a second. But she was just telling me, she said, you know, you don't let me do candy plastique and all that. And I said, no, we're going to do it. But, Brian, I have to say that is so sweet because it's the hardest job I've ever had. You know, we've both gone on radio stations before where the call letters are already there. I have never gone on one where you just blow it up and start from scratch.
That's right.
It is the hardest job in the world.
Is it really?
Oh, I see people all the time say, Rick Dees, where are you now? And I say, well, I've been on a year.
Right.
And they go, where? And I tell them, I say, 93.9. They go, okay, I'll listen to 95.9. And I'm just like, oh. And we say the call letters one time an hour. But there's such – these people, Jimmy Steele and Rick Cummings and Jeff Smullyan and Val Mack and all these they're the best.
Well, they're great, and they're blessed to have somebody like you doing their morning show. If we've had Rick on before. It is – the all-new Move-In 93.9 FM. You can hear him every morning. I got the chills, I have to say, because I was in Hollywood the other day, and without mentioning any competitors, I drove by 6255 Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, wow.
And remembered, was it the 11th floor?
First off, it started off the 19th floor with Liz Rugburns Fulton.
Oh, yeah. You still in contact with her?
Oh, you know what? I haven't talked to her. I've tried to, but she won't communicate with me.
Huh.
I guess after she went to Gloria Allred at that time and sued me, I don't know why there's a chill in the air. I love it. You know, real quickly, I did do a lawsuit, and Gloria Allred's terrific, but it was a lawsuit. She walked in the room. It was the first time I'd ever been in a deposition where they videotaped it.
Oh,
and she walked in that red suit of hers and sat down, and I swear it was like she was staring through me like I was a skeleton. But we got through it, and so I have nothing against Liz, an equal opportunity lender. Anyway, but with this particular 11th floor, then over to 3400 Riverside Drive,
yep.
And then for all radio people who have ever wanted to have their own studios, I dug up a couple of cans of money from Clear Jazeera, and I built a radio facility of my own.
I'd like to see that, because Brian's been talking about it.
Oh, Tim, you've got to come over and do it. We've got hot and cold running women.
Wow.
It's phenomenal.
No, Rick, talk about the equipment.
Rick Dees is with us. You know, at least you don't have to drive over to the tar pits every day.
Oh,
you know?
The La Brea tar pits are fantastic. The smell of an old mammoth is wafting up to your studio right now.
Exactly.
Now, this studio that Rick has, it's in Burbank, and you do all of your shows, your morning show or the weekly top 40, you do it all right there at your Burbank facility, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who uses the facility when you're not using it?
Well, you know, I've got the Baker Boys are in there. Remember the Baker Boys?
Sure do, yeah, absolutely.
And then various people come in and do cartoon voiceovers. We're working on two different little films. I've got one film, Sensitive Underpants and Hot Boys in Bondage. Just kidding.
Talk about the other films.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, the other films. I just talked about the moneymakers.
Right, no. Talk about the real artistic pieces.
Hey, by the way, Brian.
Yes.
What's worse than walking in on your parents having sex?
I don't know.
Walking in on your grandparents having sex. Anyway, back to the show.
All right, hey, Rick, well, thanks for calling us up, man.
I'm going to be on the whole show. Hey, congratulations, guys, on having the number one show, and obviously I'm a big fan, Tim and Brian.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, sir. Coming from a guy who when I went to San Diego State University, I used to get up in the morning and drive far enough north where I could get the signal and listen to you in the morning.
Tim, I still have those
That's
naked
true.
Pictures you sent me. Are we on the air?
No, Rick, please.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying those, too.
There's some. There's,
hey, Brian?
Yes.
One more thing.
Yes.
There he goes. That's the real Rick Dees, man. It's over, huh?
He has so much energy. And the guy does not nap.
Guy hung up on you.
That's incorrect. One more thing. He does not nap, and he gets up in the morning.
Kicking
and
ass
he's
over there.
He's at that. Like, he would come into the studio, do a morning show. It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
With that energy? Holy Christ.
Yeah, it's amazing.
How you do it, man. All right, we'll come back with more of Jesse Jackson. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? And then at 10 o'clock, it's Family Feud time. And again, Jesse Jackson right now, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It's Conway and Whitman, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM, continuing with What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? Tell us what he says. You get yourself a prize. 520-9710. Here's the latest clip.
But there's something else going on in town, too.
No, I think somebody got that one. Let's go with the next one here.
It's a man who has paid his dues. It's a man who has paid his dues.
Travis in Westminster, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
The man who has paid his dues.
The man who has paid his dues.
There's one more word you're missing at the end. Yes. All right. Congratulations.
Yeah, man.
All right. That guy gets The Amazing Journey, the story of the Who, everybody.
Yeah, man.
Press on. Clip number 4 tonight. Look at that. Really rolling now.
Closing down Jump Sauce.
closing down jam sauce.
Huh?
Closing down jam sauce.
Hmm.
Closing down jam sauce.
Now, Jerry, do you know what this one is?
No, but I just think it's exactly what he's saying, but I don't know what that is.
Okay.
I think maybe that's like a store or something.
All right, Michael in Rialto, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Closing down jam sauce.
It sounds to me like he's saying closing down jam sauce.
Your guess is as good as ours. You're a winner. I have no idea what the guy said. Right. Jerry doesn't know.
I don't know. We'd have to have somebody probably from Chicago to confirm. But in the absence of that, we should just give the guy the prize, I think.
Jam sauce, huh?
Yeah, it sounds
closing
like
closing down jam sauce.
Jam sauce.
At first, I thought, when I first heard it, I said, oh, maybe he's saying job sites, closing down job sites. And then I listened to it again. It's absolutely not that.
Closing down jam sauce. Closing down jam sauce.
Interesting.
Jam socks.
Maybe it's he's trying to say Jamba Juice and
closing down jam sauce.
Jamba Juice, jam sauce. I don't know. All right, the next clip. Here we go.
There were no homograms in that march.
Jesus Christ!
I got it. That you got
do?
It? Yes.
There were no homograms in that march.
I got it.
There were no homograms in that march.
Is that a proper name of somebody?
Of something.
There were no homograms in that march.
Jesus, I have no idea what that is.
There were no homograms in that march.
You want me to write it down for you?
Yeah, please.
Because I got it.
I have no idea what it is.
I should have my own pen, too. I'm sorry.
Brian in Redlands, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
There were no homograms in that march.
You got it, dude?
My guess would be there's no homograms in that march.
Get out of here.
I don't know.
Guy tried to mumble his way to a prize.
Here it is.
All right, Pam in Anaheim. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
There were no homograms in that march. There were no homograms in that march.
Is that right?
There were no homograms in that march.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right, now you get it. All right, Pam in Anaheim. You're on 97.1.
There were no homograms in that march.
They don't know how many grads are in that march?
No.
No.
Sorry, baby. Jason in Alhambra, you're on 97.1.
There were no homograms in that march.
There's about 100 grads in that march?
No. Grads is right, I believe.
Yeah, I think it's definitely grads.
Yeah. Sean in Garden Grove, you're on 97.1.
There were no homograms in that march.
There were no Harvard grads in that march?
That's it, dude.
Yep.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, there were no Harvard grads. Harvard
University.
Graduates.
Yeah, right.
There were no homograms in that march.
Wow. That is real, real loose, man.
There were no homograms in that march.
That's a real, real wild pronunciation of Harvard grads.
Right. But
there were no homograms in that march.
Jesus Christ.
But what's so great about this game is that sometimes you'll hear, like that is what happened to me with that clip. You play it, and I just heard it. Like some of them, you just hear it. But then some of them, you can listen to it 40 times, you'll never understand it.
Yeah, there was one clip that we used to play. I want a subtle metal emulsion that four of us all thought for sure it was something different.
That's great.
All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
When you get killed, that's a couple $1,000 funeral, but when you get killed, that's a couple $1,000 funeral, but
all right, Jacob and Marietta, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
When you get killed, that's a couple $1,000 funeral, but
when you get killed, there's a couple thousand for the funeral.
You're kind of close. Oh. Let's play for you again because you're very close. Listen to it again.
When you get killed, that's a couple $1,000 funeral, but.
Oh, no, that's it. Thank you.
Oh, jeez. All right. The guy was in the area.
Yeah.
I thought for sure he'd nail it the second time.
Boy. Danny in West Covina, you're on 97.1.
When you get killed, that's a couple $1,000 funeral, but.
Oh, wow. I'm at the tap out.
All right. There he goes.
No shame.
Son, shut up.
No shame in the tap out.
All right. Curtis, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, dude.
When you get killed, that's a couple $1,000 funeral, but.
Oh, man, it's too hard.
All right. There he goes. All right. Let's talk to Robert in Baldwin Park. You're on 97.1.
When you get killed, that's a couple $1,000 funeral, but.
Show sex.
Oh, no, that's not it, sir.
Suck it.
That's not the. That
wait,
is
wait.
Not...
What did you think it was?
The show sex.
Let me see. Hold on.
When you get killed, that's a couple $1,000 funeral, but.
Nah, you got very close, though, buddy.
Thanks for trying.
Thanks for phoning. Thanks for taking the time to phone us. Always appreciate it. Sean in Garden Grove, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Wait a minute. Did we talk to you? We talked to you already, Sean?
Sean, I think we talked to.
Let's put him on hold there and give him a prize. Jonah in Paris. You're on 97.1.
When you get killed, that's a couple $1,000 funeral, but...
You got it, dude?
Is that Joanna?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joanna. Sorry about that.
You get killed for a $1,000 funeral?
Well, I screwed up your name, so let's play it for you again. Here we go.
When you get killed, that's a couple $1,000 funeral, but...
You get killed after a $1,000 funeral?
No, baby. Mike in Placentia, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
When you get killed, that's a couple $1,000 funeral, but...
Okay, gonna get killed a couple $1,000 something.
Yeah, what's the sum? Yeah. There he goes. All right, Brian in Arcadia, you're on 97.1.
When you get killed, that's a couple $1,000 funeral, but...
We got killed after 1,000 marches.
Oh, man. I guess this is tougher than we thought, huh?
Yeah, this is a tough one. Some of them, again, you know, they really stump the audience. The question becomes, how many more calls on this particular clip do we take?
Two more.
Oh, and then we
That's
surrender.
It. Yeah. Dan, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
When you get killed, that's a couple $1,000 funeral, but...
Yeah, I believe it's, if they get killed, it's a couple $100,000 for the funeral.
For the what?
What?
Funeral.
How much?
Funeral?
A couple $100,000 for the funeral.
Who's having that kind of funeral?
Person who got killed.
Have you, unfortunately, I hate to ask, but have you been in the position of pricing funerals lately?
No, but I sure hope mine at Forest Lawn is like that with a bunch of jazz bands playing.
It seems pricey for a funeral.
I can tell you, unfortunately, I know, that's high.
Too high.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, buddy. We appreciate the phone.
You can get one for cheaper than that.
You can probably put on, I mean, Reagan's funeral is probably a couple $100,000.
Well, right. If you're going to have like a state funeral and all of the expenses of the flyover and all of
maybe
that.
Maybe even more than that, maybe a million.
Right. Well, certainly would be deserved.
This is the last phone call here, then we're going to press on. Jeff in Lake Forest, pressure's on you, dude. Good luck.
When you get killed, there's a couple $1,000 funeral, but...
When you get killed, there's a couple $1,000 pillow, but...
Nah, get out of here. The pillows, $1,000 pillows and $100,000 funerals. What do you think it is, Whitman?
When you get killed, that's a couple of thousand... Oh, see now?
When you get killed, there's a couple $1,000 funeral, right. But...
When you get killed, it's a couple of $1,000 funeral, but...
Yeah, there it is.
When you get killed, that's a couple $1,000 funeral, but...
All right, congratulations. You're a winner, buddy. Oh. You get an amazing journey.
Oh, thank you very much.
Story of the Who.
You know, I've never won anything.
Well, you got a DVD from Universal Home Entertainment.
Oh, thank you.
All right, we'll play this clip for you a couple times and come back and ask you what he's saying.
Will you mail that to the house, or do I have to come to the station and pick it up?
We'll give it to you one night when you're here. Yeah.
That's perfect.
Like right after the show. We'll put it in your car.
Thank you.
All right. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
When it came time for the sundown clause to send in... When it came time for the sundown clause to send in.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. It's What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? Here's the clip. Good luck.
When it came time for the sundown clause to send in. When it came time for the sundown clause to send in.
Rick in Glendale, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
When it came time for the sundown clause to send in.
Yeah. Well, what he's saying is when it came time for Ned Coletti to sign A-Rod.
No.
No!
That he didn't pull the trigger?
Is that close? Am I close?
Wait a minute. What do you think it is again? Let me play it again. All right, ready?
Okay.
Here you go.
When it came time for the sundown clause to send in.
All right, now what do you think it is?
I'm thinking it's when it came time... For Coletti to sign A-Rod.
Right. He didn't have the balls?
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, I think you're right, dude. Hey, congratulations. You get an amazing journey. The story
awesome.
Of the Who.
Well, thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank
hold on. That's pretty good. All right. What is that, Jerry? It's not it? Oh, I'm sorry. All right, we'll continue here. Tom in L.A., you're on 97.1 Free FM.
When it came time for the sundown clause to send in.
When it came time for the sundown clause, it came in.
No, very close.
No! He's using we'll give a hint. The Reverend Jackson is using a legislative term.
Right.
As a context clue.
Right.
Using a legislative term.
And I think it has to do with the death tax here. Mark in Newport Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
When it came time for the sundown.
That's not it. You can't use that F word. Joe in Huntington Beach on 97.1 Free FM.
When it came time to, for the sundown clause to send in.
I'm going to have to tap out, guys.
All right, there he is. John on the 405, you're on 97.1.
When it came time to, for the sundown clause to send in.
When it came time to for the sundown clause to set in.
Yes, congratulations, man.
Cool.
All right, you get yourself Amazing Journey. And the story of The Who, the must-have film that chronicles the great rock group from Universal Home Entertainment. Look at that, everybody.
That's a great prize.
It is a very nice prize. All right, here's the next clip. Good luck, dudes and chicks. Dudes and chicks.
It's your receipt, but it's a, I see a flaw. It's your receipt, but it's a, I see a flaw.
Got it.
You got it?
Yes.
It's your receipt, but it's a, I see a flaw.
All right. Let's talk to Bill in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
It's your receipt, but it's a, I see a flaw.
Yeah, is your receiver button? I don't know.
No.
Believe.
Not even close. What station that man's listening to?
Mm-hmm.
Mark in San Gabriel. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
It's your receipt, but it's a, I see a flaw.
It's your receipt, but I see a flaw.
Exactly right.
That is it.
Yeah.
Give it up.
All right. Congratulations, dude.
It's your receipt, but it's a, I see a flaw.
It's your receipt, but I see
a flaw.
I see a flaw.
It's your receipt, but it's a, I see a flaw.
But it's a, I see a flaw.
Right. All right.
Congratulations.
Yeah, man.
All right. The next clip, Jesse Jackson. Here we go.
Mike said, this is an unusual cut. Mike said, this is an unusual cut. Mike said, this is an unusual cut.
Is he a butcher?
Somebody's yelling at the beginning.
Yeah, someone is making a ruckus.
Mike said, this is an unusual cut. Mike said, this is an unusual cut.
All right.
All right, Michael in Los Angeles, on 97.1.
Mike said, this is an unusual cut.
You got it?
I think so. But this is an unusual cut.
Mike said, this is an unusual cut.
I think that's it, huh?
Yeah, it's close enough.
All right, congratulations, dude.
Give it up.
You're a big winner here. All right, congratulations, young man.
Mike said, this is an unusual cut.
Mike said, but this is unusual cut?
Yeah, unusual cut. Right, it's either of meat or...
is odd.
Mike said, this is an unusual cut.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's a cut in funding for something.
Ah, that's probably it.
That's probably what
Look
it is.
Look at you, dude.
Look at you, man.
All right, the next clip. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
10 to 12 at night at the coming hour. 10 to 12 at night at the coming hour. 10 to 12 at night at the coming hour.
I don't think I know that.
Sounds like an old joke. I got a racetrack tip for you today. It's lunch hour. Goes off 12 to 1.
Oh.
Thank you very much. Lunch hour. It's from 12 to 1. Lunch hour. It's 12 to 1. Some funny ass there, huh, Tommy? You see, it's lunch hour.
Yes.
Yeah.
Goes off 12 to 1.
The name of the horse is Lunch Hour, and the odds are 12 to 1. But which is really like a lunch hour. Maybe you can use that on your show tomorrow, Tommy.
Yes, I'll save it for a live show.
Yes.
Hey, right. Boys, I got a track tip for you.
What's the tip?
Lunch hour. It goes off between, or it goes off 12 to 1.
Yeah, right. Lunch hour, 12 to 1.
Just say 12 to 1.
All right, here you go. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
10 to 12 at night at the coming hour.
All right, David on the 210 freeway, you're on 97.1.
10 to 12 at night at the coming hour.
10 to 12 at night at the current hour.
I don't know that that's...
10 to 12 at night at the coming hour.
See, I don't know that word.
Coming hour?
It sounds like...
We're going to give it to you, dude, because you're very close.
It sounds like, to me, it could be comet, like Halley's Comet.
It sounds like the coming hour.
10 to 12 at night at the coming hour.
The coming hour.
Maybe he's saying comedy hour.
You know, like there's an hour coming up, like the hour coming up.
Oh, okay.
10 to 12 at night at the coming hour.
I don't know.
That's tough.
All right. Congratulations to that young man.
Do you know what I think we should do? Take a CD of that clip.
Send it to him?
Send it to Reverend Jackson's offices with a typed letter, very professional, asking him to please and provide a space on the letter, provide a blank sheet for him.
We used to have his cell phone number, and then Malibu Dan bothered him too much, and he changed it. All right, what the hell does Jesse Jackson say? We got time for one more, right? Quick one?
I think so, yeah.
In our midst today is from Chicago, St. Paul.
That's too long.
The World Network for allowing us today to be on the air around the world. WGYS and cable access and...
Call me at 773. The operator's on the phone right now.
That's a good one.
Call me at 773. The operator's on the phone right now.
David in San Gabriel, you're on 97.1.
Call me at 773. The operator's on the phone right now.
Call me at 773. The operator's on the phone right now.
There you go. Congratulations. You know, if that's the phone number you're going to call Reverend Jackson on, you're going to be wildly short of
seven digits
of a completed call.
I believe 773 is the area code there in the Chicago area.
Oh, you forgot to give out the number.
Right.
Call me at 773. The operator's on the phone right now.
I think there's literally seven numbers that he left out.
Oh, Bobo. All right, coming back, we have Family Feud. Louis Anderson's going to be here. It'll be myself versus Jerry Wischowski and a big balls up him and then dust that little jackass.
By the way, do we have 7-Up? Louis asked, he's in the green room, if we have 7-Up.
Yeah, we do.
I'll go get it.
Yeah, we got it by the leader in there. Okay. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.